The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning, warning.
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger, danger.
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters.
That's right. We are heading for trouble. But we don't feel that we're threatened because David Trainer is our wingman. He is the president and founder at New Constructs. And if you're not familiar with New Constructs, well, you should be because we talk with David every single week. But you should be because they do fabulous research. It is forensic accounting meets free cash flow. It's kind of an easy way to sum it up. But they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. They produce most attractive and most dangerous lists. And if you want to learn more about it, newconstructs.com. They blog about their danger zone picks. So you can always get more information about the securities you hear about on the show. They're on Twitter at New Constructs. And right now, David Trainer is back on Money Life. David, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Chuck. It's good to be back.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
Nutanix.
Danger, danger.
Nutanix, Nutanix. I'm not sure how you pronounce it, but I do know the ticker symbol is NTNX. Could be Nutanix the way it's spelled. I don't know, but I was going to call it Nutanix. You called it Nutanix. However you pronounce it, I know you see trouble. Why?
This is clearly a market share story. You know, we hear all the time about how nobody cares about profits or valuation. Just go for market share, get people to buy the product, et cetera. You can worry about profits later. And we think the market share here for this stock is overstated and at risk of a significant decline. Worse yet, the valuation effectively implies that the company is going to get to 100% market share at some point.
How does that show up? You know, we always talk about how you guys are looking at the footnotes and working from the bottom up. How does that show up in the footnotes for you to be able to make that evaluation?
It's a good question. I mean, look, there are certainly limitations to our focus on the fundamentals, right? What we really are is a better starting point for understanding how the business is doing and then really what the market expects the business to do. And my comments on market share are looking to add a more subjective layer. What we see about the future of the business that makes us believe that the expectations in the stock price are unrealistic. I think we want to do better than just bring you, you know, hey, the company's cash flows are terrible and its valuation is expensive. You know, with a company like Nutanix, I mean, everybody, I think, knows that because the accounting earnings are terrible, too. And the valuation of the stock's been moving more than the S&P, a lot more in the last 10, 12 months or so. So I feel like to add value, and we try to do this more and more, we don't want to just talk about things that people already know. What's our incremental perspective here? And I think people miss, when it comes to market share, is that one of Nutanix's biggest competitors here in the cloud computing market is VMware. One of its biggest partners is Dell. When you look at market share for Nutanix when running on Dell products, you know, it's upwards of 30-34%. Right?
Yep.
But Dell owns VMware. So there's a lot of risk here that Dell's going to place its money on the horse it owns as opposed to the one it doesn't own. And if and when it does that, market share for Nutanix could plummet, not just table off. So you're dealing with a valuation that I said before implies the market share for Nutanix could be close to 100%, right? That the revenues will be $12 billion in a market that the experts expect to be $13 billion about 12 years from now. We just think that that's bad risk-reward, right? If it's already pricing in a best-case scenario and there's significant risk that the market share growth they've seen in the past will not continue, not just because it's already declining, it's not growing as fast, not just because they're spending way more than they're making, but because their biggest partner owns their biggest rival, And at some point, there's a conflict for Dell to continue to help Nutanix grow when it can help its partner in money-making grow faster.
What is a fair value? Obviously, that's not the kind of thing where it necessarily shows up the way we normally expect it to, where you can go, okay, it's definitely valued at this or what have you. So how do you value with this company?
You know, that's the million-dollar question, of course, or the multi-million-dollar question. So, as I mentioned before, I like to just start with where the market's setting the bar. Because I think what really matters here, not necessarily where exactly we're saying the stock price is, but what the delta is between where it is now and really where it could go realistically. So to justify $32 a share, the company's got to improve its margins to around the industry average. That's about 10%. That's a NOPAT margin. That's a clean number. The current NOPAT margin is -55%. So you go from -55 immediately to 10 in the next year, while also growing revenues by 27% compounded annually for 12 years. Right? We could say that's 25 or 24% for 15 years or 20% for 20 years. You get the idea, right?
Right.
That's what they got to do to justify the current stock price. Now, if we were to back off that 27% to 18% for 10 years, still assuming that the margin is going to go from -55 to 10%. So 10% margin, 18% revenue growth for a decade, the stock's worth $12.
Wow.
So what we're really talking about here is a super precipitous potential decline if the bloom comes off the rose on this market share story.
Yeah.
Because the cash flows, what you see when you look behind the curtain is a business that looks, it's dead on the table. I mean, expenses are growing at significantly higher rates than revenues. Cash flows are terribly negative. If they can't keep this market share growth up, they're in trouble.
It's Nutanix, ticker symbol NTNX, or Nutnix, or Nutnix, or however you want to pronounce it. What you're talking about is a company that's valued at $32. David Trainer just made a case that it could be worth as little as $12. David, thanks as always for joining us.
My pleasure, Chuck. Good to be with you.
If you want to see more about David's case for why Nutanix is a danger zone pick, check out the blog at newconstructs.com. They're on Twitter at newconstructs. All right, up next, it's the Money Life Market Call. We'll be talking with Brian Andrew from Johnson Bank about funds and ETFs when we come back in just a moment.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.